get enough in that first week to really take advantage of his timing?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the first week of training camp with Alshon, the throwing in Fargo, the spring stuff, you know, obviously I wish he would have been out there, but, you know, things happen. So I'm excited to get him back, hopefully, as soon as possible.
Last year versus this year in terms of wide receivers, we know what the upgrades with Alshon and Corey, but it seems like there's been a kind of trickle down effect with the other guys. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think it's really bringing those two in. I think it's brought about a lot of competition. You know, I think I know we've talked about that a lot, but you see it out there. You see it in drills. You know, you see it in the film room. They're kind of competing within each other, but at the same time, they're on the same page. They're on the same team. They're encouraging each other, and so that's been really cool to see. And ultimately, it's just elevated everyone's play.
Have you noticed that maybe some, you know, you can't be perfect all the time.
Yep.
That maybe some of the passes when you're not exactly perfect, that receivers normally should catch. If there's been more of that,
Hard to say. Yeah.
How much of an emphasis has the vertical passing game been?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of just been one of those things, to some extent, take advantage of what our defense does. You know, they're pretty aggressive with a lot of things, so that's kind of part of it. Just the way our installs have come, you know, we've had some shots and some opportunities there, and then we got a couple guys that can fly, so we want to take advantage of it when we can.
One of those guys that can fly is Torrey Smith. He's known as a deep threat, but he's also a factor in the intermediate passing game. Is it a surprise how well he's able to work those routes?
I guess I wouldn't say a surprise, but, like, it's just good to see. You know, it's good to see. We knew that he could run. You know, we knew he had that element, but coming in, getting him going and some underneath stuff, some intermediate things, like you said, it's good to see that he can kind of be – he's more than a one-trick pony. He can do some things really well.
Carson, how tough is it to trust some new things that you do with whether it's dropping back, footwork, mechanics, harness, and that, as you're learning this position – to trust that coaching when, let's say, you're just natural progress going back in the pocket is whatever it is?
I mean, you know, you trust your coaches. You know, sometimes when you seek outside sources and different things, I mean, you gotta try and find the happy medium. You gotta, you know, I don't just trust everybody that has an opinion, because everyone does have their own opinion. So that's part of the game, and just learning who you can trust and everything. But these coaches, Coach Flip, you know, Coach Reich, Coach Peterson, I mean, I trust those guys a lot. So it's been a good kind of working relationship with them.
You're the so-called face of the franchise, and everybody has the expectation that you'll be here 10 years and win a title. Are you comfortable with that type of expectation?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of all part of it, you know, but I don't really think in that sense, so to speak. You know, I'm just out here every day trying to get better, and, you know, I know all those things will fall in line as they're supposed to, but right now it's just the focus is on getting better each day and this season and just taking it one at a time.
Can you give us your assessment of Nelson Aguilar and what you've seen from him this camp?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of going back to what we talked about earlier, just that competitiveness and bringing in some other guys, and he's been right there. You know, he's been right there competing his tail off. And he's doing some really good things. You know, he can fly, and I just see kind of a more confident player. And I think that's really big for him, and he's making some plays, as you guys can see.
You talked about the deep passes a little bit. Are you looking forward to maybe getting a chance to air it out deep a little bit more this year?
Yeah, I mean, I love throwing it. I love taking shots down the field, but some of those things are just kind of in game. You know, take what the defense gives you. Some defenses are more aggressive, and those are all parts of the game and part of knowing your opponent. So at the end of the day, to some extent, you got to trust Coach Peterson and how he calls things. But when the chances are there, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to taking those chances.
Has the playbook gotten bigger since last year going into this year, or has it become?
I wouldn't necessarily say bigger. You know, I think, you know, every year you're kind of going back and look, okay, what can we tweak? Where can we improve? I'm bringing some ideas to coaches. They're bringing all sorts of ideas. You know, everyone kind of does their own thing, brings back some ideas. And so I wouldn't necessarily say bigger, but just kind of you're always kind of just trying to upgrade and do some different things. And so it's been cool seeing that kind of happen out on the field this training camp.
Have you done anything with the different with the deep ball in terms of like less air under it? No.
Not really. No, just letting it fly. Yeah, getting LG back, you know, that was big. Obviously, unfortunate personal things. But, yeah, we know what LG can do. You know, we know he's that big physical guy that's going to help us in the red zone a lot. And so red zone short yardage, and, you know, he can – I mean, seeing him out here in open field, you know, I feel bad I'm like, man, if I was that safety, I wouldn't want to come tackling. You know, so seeing some of the way he moves has been a lot more impressive than I would have thought. So I'm excited to see him live and see him in some open spaces.
You work with a passing coach in the offseason. Like, for your mechanics, what specifically did he work on with you? And do you see that manifested every day here?
Yeah, we worked a lot on footwork and a lot of different things. You know, I put in a lot of time, you know, but that's no different than what everyone else is doing to some extent. And it's just always just trying to refine your game and get better. And so, like we talked about earlier, it becomes second nature out here.
How much are you eyeing those games? I mean, 3 days coming up. Are you kind of eyeing that and going, I want to play against somebody else other than my own defense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of just the nature of training camp, kind of the nature of the offseason. You're always excited to get that first one going. Obviously, Green Bay coming up next week. We got the whole preseason, and then, you know, we got our sights set on Washington week one. But at the same time, try not to get ahead of ourselves because we're still installing some plays. We're still going through it. We're still in training camp mode. So you got to kind of fight that battle every day.
What's the abbreviated preseason because of the injury? So a little different circumstances this year. So are you looking at, say, a good happy medium between camp and the regular season, like a try some stuff?
To some extent. You know, that's kind of what OTAs are for, training camp a little bit. You can kind of experiment with what you guys can do, what you can get away with. And then preseason will be big just to go out there and actually do it against opponents. So we're definitely excited for that.
You've taken your share of reps with the second team. What's the philosophy behind having you work with both?
I mean, in terms of, like, the receivers and everything, or what do you...
Yeah, I mean, like, cause it's not just you and strictly...
Oh, yeah. It's kind of just part of the way we do things. You know, you always got to be ready for the backup center, for example, or just some different things. And at the end of the day, we're just trying to balance reps for the O-line, with the receivers, with the quarterbacks and everything. So it's just kind of part of the coach's plans. And to some extent, I don't really ask questions. I just go play.
It's been a five-day stretch here where you've thrown a lot of passes, and this is the longest stretch you've been earlier. How's your arm feeling, and what are you doing behind the scenes to manage that?
Arm's feeling good. You know, arm's feeling good. And but like you said, it is kind of the dog days of camp. Everyone's getting a little more sore, a little more tired. So just overall body starts to just get a little tired, a little fatigued. But, you know, we're constantly, when we have this time off a little bit, we're in the training room, we're getting in the ice baths, you know, doing all the normal things. So, but I'm thankful. I'm feeling good.
Tom Brady. Who've worked with Tom House in the past have very specific pre-game stretching routines. And have you changed your pre-game?
A little bit. Just some different things. Just kind of get the shoulder going, get the arm going. Some rotational things that I've kind of implemented from them, and that's a big part of the off season. What I did learn is just kind of maintenance, arm care, and different things like that. Because God willing, I'm playing this game for a long time, and I want to make sure my arm is right there with me. So there's some good things I learned from them there as well.
Carson, Tom Brady turned 40 yesterday. Speaking of playing this game for a long time, can you imagine that, playing that when you're 40 years old?
Seems so far away. But you know, he's been doing it at such a high level. It's so impressive, and I mean, it's hard to not say that he hasn't set the standard. You know, he's definitely set the standard, and he's been doing it the right way for a long time.
Carson, you had a chance to interact with a lot of fans these last couple weeks. How important is that for you?
It's so cool. Just being with the fans, kind of every day. There's a different group out here that sometimes underprivileged, some different things that have kind of happened in their lives, and just to see the joy that we can bring them as players. You know, we're out here in camp and we're tired and everything, but we come out here and it just brings smiles to our faces, you know, and that's a big part of what we do. That's why we love playing in the city, and so I love that part of it.
What'd you make of the punt returning competition between, and is that important for the team to do some light stuff when you're talking about the dog days of training camp?
I think that's what I love about Coach Peterson. You know, he was a former player, so he kind of knows the dog days of camp, knows how to break up the monotony a little bit. So that was cool today, and I'm thankful JP made that catch. That was big.
That was for the offense, right? And then
Fletch got it for the defense. So yeah, it was. But that's what, like I said, what Coach Peterson brings, that is just kind of a happy balance of the hard work, and then keep it light at times as well, and make it fun for the players.
Was there anything at stake there with those catches?
I don't know if I'm supposed to discuss those things. You'll have to ask him.
A lot of people, including your offensive line, have said, you know, he can be one of the best O-lines in football. And I don't know if you'll notice that or see that until the game starts, but are you seeing that out here, that just how good and stable this O-line is?
For sure. I mean, the big boys up front, we know what they can do. You know, we see it in practice. We see it in meetings. You know, we watch a lot of film. And I definitely pick up on those things. We know what they can do, but like you said, we got to go out and do it in a game. And we're still working through some things, still working through some calls and different things. But man, I have a lot of expectations for those guys, and I'm really liking where we're at with them.
Will you take a true off day tomorrow? What are we doing?
What's that?
Will you take a true off day tomorrow?
Off day, yes. We all need it. We all need an off day, yes. I'll do some recovery stuff and that type of thing, but mentally and physically we'll take the off day.
Carson, that injury you suffered in the first week of preseason last year, do you get the sense that that will affect how often you play this preseason and what the playbook will
be? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I mean, that was kind of a fluke thing, and I mean, I was fortunate to stay healthy for all 16 games last year, so but ultimately I don't have a say in those things as well.
Probably not going to try to hurt anyone, though.
I doubt it. Thanks, guys.